Good morning, sunshine. 7 a.m. on Saturday. Time to talk to your favorite handyman.
I'm so happy to talk to you. You've been my go-to guy for years.
So cozy up with your coffee or get to work. But whatever you do, keep that radio on and tuned in to House Smarts Radio with Lou.
Who's better than Lou? Nobody.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good day, sunshine.
That was the harmony. Good morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio, 7:14 in the morning.
We take a walk.
This hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning to Lindsay, to Domati, to Joe Brand. Nice to have you with us. Domati, did I see you? Did you go back to school? Did
yes.
I see you somewhere you went back to school?
I went to a grammar school. I did some teaching yesterday.
What was that all about? Did I see you and was it Violetta?
Yes. Me and Violetta went to what's the name of the school? Waters.
I put you on spot here.
No problem. Thomas Waters, yes, on the city's north side. And we did a Junior Achievement Day, one of those volunteer days, because WGN Radio has this partnership with Junior Achievement.
Right.
Where they have volunteer teachers teach them about things happening in the world, economics. Global marketplace stuff. I thought it was going to be career day. I actually taught an econ class, and it was just as hard as it sounds. Me and Violetta were like sweating bullets up
there.
Wow.
Like, was it fun, though?
This is what trade tariffs are, kids.
Right,
yes, it was. It was fun, though. It was a lot of
trade
fun.
Trade tariffs.
Oh, my God.
What was it, sixth grade?
Yes, sixth graders.
How old are you in sixth
the
grade?
The cutest
You're
kids.
12, 11? No. What are you in sixth grade?
Something like 11.
Yeah, 11, 12.
Say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was really fun.
That's fun. That's fun to be able to do that, to go back, and especially at your age. You know, it's approachable. Like, it's not like an old guy like me going in there. They look at you and Violetta, young people coming back in there. That's inspiring. I like that.
You would
I like
think so.
The mentoring. I like that you're
Thank
doing
you.
That kind of stuff.
Thank
That's
you.
Good. That's
Thank
very
you.
Good. Good. And Joe, what'd you do? What did you do? They gave back today. What did you do this
yeah,
week?
Yeah, I was just wondering, are 27-year-olds allowed in that class?
Yeah, that's you're considered. Yeah. You're like, what
speed.
Are the trade tariffs?
I'm going to be sitting in the newsroom in between breaks now. Domati will teach me.
You know, I have a funny story. I've told this on the air before, but I was when I went to college, I went to Millikan University down in Decatur, Illinois. Do you ever go to any baseball games down there, Joe?
No. I had a friend that played soccer there, though.
Oh, did you? Okay. So I had an econ class my freshman year. Now, I was not a very good student. I know that's hard to believe. But I, you know, have evolved into being a pretty good businessman in my time, and I love economics. Like, I love that. Like, I would have been in that class with you, Domati, and I would be like, oh, yeah, let's talk about those tariffs. I think that's really cool, right?
Right.
So I'm in this class, this econ class, my freshman year, and I'm asking all these questions of my professor. Hey, what about this? And, you know, I was really into whatever the topic was, and we took our very first test, my very first college test. And I go and I take the test, and, you know, the following couple days, whatever, we come back, and he hands the test back. And he hands me my grade, and it was an F. Do they even give Fs? Yeah, right? Yeah, F, right? Do they still give Fs? I failed the test. And I just slumped over. I was like, oh, my gosh. And here I was. Like, I love this class, but I'm not anybody that did. I wasn't good at taking tests. And this was before anybody knew you could say stuff like that, right? Now it's like, oh, well, they're not a good tester, but, they, you know, it's like a whole thing. He says to me, I've never forgotten this. He puts his hand on my shoulder as he hands me the test. And he says, Mr. Manfredini, grades at their very best are an imperfect measurement of knowledge.
Mm.
Right? So I knew all the stuff, right? But I just couldn't get it out on this test. I got confused or whatever it was. I mean, I ended up doing all right in the class, you know, and it was like the first freaking out thing. But you young kids out there going to school, just do the work. Keep doing the work. The work's the most important part of it.
Yes.
Right? It may take you a little longer to get it down on a piece of paper to know the stuff, but if you know the topic, that's the most important part. That's where the knowledge comes in, learning all the time. And it's cool that you go back and see these kids and try and mentor them and see what they're doing and learning, because, you know, it's like that new math, right?
Oh,
that math
God.
That you didn't have. Which is why you're both in broadcasting.
Exactly. Lou, believe it or not, I majored in econ.
Did you really?
And yeah, that's my undergrad degree. Like, wow. I love economics.
Yeah.
I forgot everything. So to your point, I was a great test taker.
You were?
I know nothing. Oh, I remember, retain none of it.
Wow. Well, so, we got to get you back in that sixth grade class. Maybe you're not going to be mentoring, but you're going to go back to school.
I needed to. Oh, my God.
Well, that's great. I saw some nice pictures. Give folks your, I think I saw it on your Instagram account, maybe even Violetta's. How do they follow you if they want to see you? Some nice pictures.
Follow me
up.
At Dometi, D-O-M-E-T-I _. You'll see some super fun pictures of Violetta and I trying to teach economics to some sixth graders. It was fun, though.
That's great. That's great. All right. Thanks, nice to have you guys here this morning with us. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It is 7:20 in the morning. Let's talk to John, who's in Buffalo Grove. John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah. Hi, Lou. Good morning. I have a guitar gig bag. I believe it's nylon, or it looks like nylon to me, that I haven't had out of the corner for a while.
Okay.
And I noticed it has some grayish green spots that I think are mildew mold.
Blue cheese.
Of some kind.
Blue cheese.
Yeah, yeah. And I was wondering if that fogue mold stuff would work on that or something else.
It would. The fogue mold is an aerosol spray. They also, though, Healthful Home also makes a spray cleaner that you can buy. That is a liquid. It's a little more controllable, and if you spray this on there, and just let it sit for maybe 10 minutes or so, and then use a I tell you what, take the spray cleaner, spray it, and let it dry. That's going to kill the mildew and mold, whatever it might be. Okay. Then once it dries, take a stiff brush, like a nylon brush, and brush it all off, and it should all come off, and then spray it one more time and let that dry. That'll give it residual value so it doesn't come back.
Great.
And I love, John, that you have a gig bag. You're very hip.
A lot lighter than a hard shell case. Makes it easy.
That's
to
awesome
travel.
Yeah, it'll work.
Thanks much.
You got it. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Dave in Crystal Lake. Dave, you're on. Oh, wait. Hold it. Dave in Crystal Lake. Hi, Dave. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. Hey, I've got a concrete porch. You know, it's up like 4 feet high. In the back corner, where it's up against the house, in the back railing post goes into it, the corner broke off. And it's about so it's a pyramid type of shape that broke off that back corner.
Yeah.
And it's about 1 foot, it's a big piece. And I've got that piece. I'd like to reattach it. What would you suggest? Or not reattach it, but maybe put rebarb in there and then pour a new piece, pour more stuff in there. What do you think?
Okay, so this is a patio.
Front porch.
And so the corner that's off, is it kind of like a wedge?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And you can fit it right back in.
Yeah, it's probably, like I said, 1 foot by, 6 inches by 1 foot.
See, the problem what worries me is drilling it, like drilling that piece.
Oh, yeah.
You may break it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a way to, if you were going to hold that back in place, could you put some kind of weight against it to hold that corner in? Is there a way to do something like lean a 2x6 or something and hang something on it to push weight on it?
Yeah, we could put a piece of plywood up against the side.
Okay.
And then either screw it into the existing porch or put a 2x4 or something that.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to I think since this is outside. Well, there's a couple ways to go here. Let's think of.
I could pour. I could kind of make a frame maybe and pour in new stuff.
The color won't match.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother you.
I don't know, but just another option to consider.
Yeah. Why don't we try this? Take let's just make it simple for now. Clean it all, clean up the piece, clean up the part on the porch so there's no dust or anything like that. And then I want you to buy a construction adhesive called Loctite.
Okay.
Power Grab. It's by Loctite. And it's a caulk tube, and you're going to put a good amount on the part of the porch that's there. You're going to squish this in, and when it's going to, you got to put enough of it so it squishes out when you push it in there. And I need weight against it for 24 hours.
Okay.
And then clean up the, you know, whatever squishes out before it dries. After you squish it there, and I think it'll hold in place no problem. And on that corner like that, I don't think you'd have an issue. If then it falls off, then you can re-pour it down the line. But if you try that right now with the Power Grab, it should work. Dave, thanks so much for the phone call. 7:25 in the morning. We'll be right back. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. You know who we haven't heard from in a while, and I just got an email from, is Lyle Dean. And Lyle Dean. Domati doesn't know Lyle Dean because he's too new. But Lyle Dean is a legend, Domati, in the news.
He is the best.
He's a legend. But, you know, like most of us now, one of the issues, you know, for me, and, you know, you get older, it's about you got to stay in a good exercise regime. And Lyle just started. This is the note he sent me. He said, I'm finally into a new exercise regime following a back fracture. I didn't know he had a back fracture. He said it comes highly recommended from an old buddy of his who's an ex-Marine and says it's designed for those over 70. So this is for people over 70. I think Lyle will be okay with me. You know, Lyle's over 70, and this is what he's doing. No longer comfortable with more aggressive regimes. So it says you begin by standing on a comfortable surface where you have plenty of room on each side with a 2-pound potato bag in each hand. You extend your arms straight out, I'm putting it there, and from your sides, you hold them there for as long as you can. You try to reach a full minute and then relax. And each day, you find that you can hold the position just a little bit longer. After a couple weeks, you move up to a 5-pound potato bags. Then you try the 25-pound potato bags. And then eventually, you try to where you can lift a 50-pound potato bag in each hand and hold your arms straight for more than a full minute. Listen to this. He's currently at that level. After you feel confident at that level, you put the potatoes in each bag. I miss Lyle.
I didn't want to laugh.
Oh.
And now, back to my dad, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's our girl, Carmen. For those of you that have been a longtime listener to the Mr. Fix-It Show, now House Smarts Radio, you'll remember that when I was on with the late, great Roy Leonard, that Carmen was born on a Saturday when I was supposed to be on with Roy. 22 years ago. Carmen will be 22 in the beginning of June. And my wife and I and my entire family are heading to New York this week to watch her walk across the stage and graduate from college, which is amazing. I will not be here for the Walk of Fame, the fifth class of the Walk of Fame, which will be honoring David Kaplan, Chuck Swirsky, Roger Treemstra, the voice of the Velvet, Pierre Andre, and then our very own Mary Vandeveld, who is just awesome. So I am sadly going to miss that because I will be at Carmen's graduating from NYU. We're super proud of her. I'm going to be in New York almost the whole week. They graduate Wednesday from Yankee Stadium, which is pretty cool, as the larger graduation, and then her school is at Radio City Music Hall on Friday. So we're very proud of her. It's a big deal for us. I have a nephew, too, Walter, who just graduated from the University of Illinois as well. So congratulations to all you graduates. It's a big deal to get through college, and to work really hard and get it all done. So we're very, very proud, and I'll shed a little tear every time I see a kid walk across
stage. I almost
stage
just
there.
Shed a tear now when you were
yeah,
saying
it's
that.
Big deal.
I'm very sensitive.
It's a big deal. So I'm very, very proud of her. And then quick little story. So this week, I was out of town. I was at the hardware convention in Vegas, and my wife, came with me. And we just literally, I went to the convention, we had dinner, and then on our way back, Mallory, who's at the University of Denver, it was her birthday on Wednesday. She turned 19. And I've been missing my daughters quite a bit of late. And last weekend was my birthday. You missed it, of course. Thanks a lot. And but my wife surprised me by bringing Carmen home for 36 hours. And I didn't know any of it. She's working in Los Angeles now, and she found some like cheap $100 ticket to come for Los Angeles.
Crazy.
Some crazy thing. And Carmen took the red eye. And surprised me after the show. I got home. I walk in the back door, and my wife's like, "All right, can you go do, you know, whatever? Saturdays are busy days. Do this, whatever." And all of a sudden, I hear someone coming down the stairs, who I assume is Max. And I hear her say, "Mom," and it's Carmen, which was the best birthday party or present I could have ever had. So I had this lovely surprise of seeing my daughter for 36 hours. Now I'm going to see her next week. But we flew to Denver and surprised Mallory for her birthday. And my wife worked with her friends, and we took a bunch of her cute, nice friends out to dinner on Wednesday
a
night.
Bunch.
On her, a bunch of them,
I
like 12 girls, all lovely. They were just great. And my wife worked, and Mallory was completely surprised. And so we had this really nice time. We were at this little Italian restaurant in this part of Denver, and we had a great time. And then the next day before we left, we had lunch with Mallory because she had class in the morning. She met us for lunch. And she was like, "Oh, my gosh, what a great surprise. It was so much fun." And my friends just were like, so, you know, so happy that you did that. And they really do appreciate it. And that, like, Mom, they couldn't stop saying to me, "How much younger is your mom than your dad?" And she's like, "Sorry, Dad, it's not that like you look old, but they, Mom, you look so good and you look so young," and they couldn't believe how young.
How about it, though?
Right? And so she's and I go, "Wait a minute." I go, "I actually don't feel bad about that." She's like, "What do you mean?" I go, "I got the hot young wife."
Yeah.
That's good. So that was a good little compliment for my wife and for me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go. And my wife is, by the way, younger than me. Bill's in Frankfurt. Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
I replaced my tub with a shower about a whole 3 years ago. And I now have a couple of hairline cracks in the base. About anywhere from 1 to 3 inches long. And
what's the base?
It's I'm looking at my instructions here, and it says that the adhesive to be bought with it should be compatible with polystyrene. So, I mean, it's the material. It was something bought at a local big box store.
Okay.
And installed for me. And so guessing I shouldn't leave them just sitting there.
Wait. The cracks are in the base, or the crack is where the base meets the wall?
No, it's in the base itself. It's got the base. The base also has a seat that's formed in it.
Right.
You know, and it's, I'm getting a little older, so those are not. It's ended up being something really nice to have.
Yeah.
It's right where it's kind of about where the seat meets the rest of the base of the floor of the base.
Transition is where it comes there.
There you go.
And do you, Bill, when you're in it, when you're standing in it, does it feel like loose under your feet? Is it a little squishy or no?
I wouldn't say to the point where you can feel a little give, but not anywhere, like, not to the point where you feel like you're losing your balance.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, a couple things. You know, normally when those get set in place, they're set inside something called Structolite, which is a plaster material that they put a big mound of it. And when they set it in place, it sort of forms around it to give it support. And if you get a little bit of a movement out of an acrylic base or fiberglass base, whatever it is, it doesn't take much to get those cracks. And that seat point that you're talking about, that's a break point where there should be supports under there as well. But it's tricky. those cracks, probably the best thing you're going to do. What color is it?
It's white.
Okay. So you're going to clean it all up and get rid of any kind of soapy material that's on there and just use, you know, like a cleaner, like a crud cutter or something like that and a microfiber towel and then water and let it dry. And then I would take some 100% silicone caulking and put it into the cracks and then try and use a plastic putty knife to pull across the top of it to kind of force it in almost like you're grouting it. And you should see a little bit of a line that is the caulking going into the crack, and then wipe the rest of it away.
Okay.
All right.
So the fact that these are hairline cracks. I mean, initially they might have been there for a bit, and I actually thought they might have been hairs.
They're that small?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if they're that small, then I would just keep an eye on them. I wouldn't put anything on them because that crack could just be on the finish on the outside and not through. But I would pay attention. Is this shower on a second floor or first floor?
Second floor.
Okay, and what's under it?
My neighbors.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so it's like a condo.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I would keep an eye on them. If they get a little wider, then I would do the caulking. But if it's a hairline, it's probably just the finish. And
really?
Yeah.
When I first realized it wasn't a hair, I pressed down a little bit on
the
base. I can press down, and the one side goes down a little bit, and the other side stays up.
Hmm. All right. Well,
I wouldn't know how, you know, like you're...
Okay, well, if you're getting that kind of movement, then do this trick, what I just said, with the silicone.
Okay.
It's not going to be perfect, Bill, but it's going to be better than what you have, and it should keep it from leaking down below as well. And I think that you'll just keep an eye on it. If it gets a lot bigger, then we have a bigger problem of possibly having to replace the base at some point. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm going to move over and talk with Matt, who's in McHenry. Matt, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, I made an oops in my lawn.
Uh-oh.
I bought the, I won't say what brand, but I bought a weed and grass killer. And I accidentally, you know, I had the pesky dandelions, and I sprayed it. And then after I sprayed it, I looked at the bottom, I'm like, oh, no. I got the weed and grass killer. So what can I do? It's not horrible, but I've got little brown spots in my lawn. What can I do to maybe correct that?
Okay. So you use like a Roundup or something like that, and you sprayed it all over?
Correct. But, you know, again, it's not horrible, but, you know, obviously I don't want to...
How big are the spots?
Maybe, you know, 2 inches across.
Oh, okay.
2x2.
So
yeah, they're not horrible.
The way that Roundup works is, you know, it and when it gets onto the weed, it goes right down to the root. And while it does spread out a little bit, you may get a little more grass kill around those spots, but you won't get much because it really stays connected right to the plant. In those areas where it's browned out, I would take a rake or gloves or whatever, pull up all that dead grass. And you're gonna need to pull up a little of that soil because that the residual of the Roundup's gonna be in that soil right there. So, you know, if it's 2 inches, scrape up a little of that dirt, dig it up, go down even just like a couple inches, then get a bag of topsoil and fill in with dirt right then and there, and then put some seed in there, and you know, mix it in with the dirt. In a couple weeks, you'll have grass.
Perfect. So a little grunt work.
A little grunt work. That's all.
Yeah, you have a good day.
You got it. Thanks. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 7:50 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Let's get to know the house, huh?
Well, you might think you know what you're doing.
Relight the pilot, turn the valve to pilot.
Sometimes you just don't.
You press it down to begin the flow of gas, wait a few seconds.
Lou can help you regain that confidence.
And you just press the igniter. There you go.
And reboost your ego so you can succeed in home projects to come.
That's odd.
So just call Lou before you hurt yourself.
It's not working.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I see. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini. We have a Noodaloo 2 that is going to be your new buddy. Take a listen.
You're my buddy, my pal, my friend. It will be that way until the end.
This week's Noodaloo 2 was created out of frustration. Picture a big meal, say Thanksgiving. Pots of gravy, mashed potatoes, green beans on the stovetop, a buffet-style setup, but the area is a mess. Utensils are usually either on the germ-covered countertop or have fallen into the food in the pot. There's got to be a better way, right?
Totally.
Let us introduce you to the Spoon Buddy, a spoon rest that can be adhered on a lid, countertop, or any flat surface. Whoa. Its catch tab allows it to fit a variety of utensils, or flip it over and use it to open seal-tight jars. Easy to clean and dishwasher safe. This is one of those items you don't know you really need until you have it. And then when you have it, you think, genius! Spoon Buddy can be found online at myspoonbuddy.com or Amazon for $9.99. I will put all of this information up on Lou's Facebook page, the link, a picture. So click your fingers on over there and meet your new BFF. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
It's like a silicone egg, like a giant egg cut in half, eggshell, and it has a suction cup on the bottom. And you can stick it on your counter, on a lid of a pot. It has a little lip on it that the inventor put, so you can hook the spoon in there, and then all the gravy or whatever's on the spoon just kind of goes into the little Spoon Buddy. I love the Spoon Buddy. Does it come in multiple colors?
You know, I don't think so. It's only red.
Hmm. I like it. We met the guy at the International Home and Houseware Show, young kid, Derek. And he makes it in America, because I love that, $9.99. See, you can make stuff here that's affordable. Spoon Buddy, help out our boy.
And you can flip it over and use it to open jars.
Like, like a pickle jar,
right,
or something,
right.
Like that. It's malleable because it's silicone,
right.
And you can throw it in the dishwasher. And we talked this morning in New York, you don't use a spoon caddy.
I don't. I use the counter. And it does, it's a big mess.
Right?
Yeah, and it's gross, because it's like, I know.
Use the Spoon Buddy.
He's my buddy.
My buddy, what is it?
MySpoonBuddy.com.
MySpoonBuddy.com. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Would you like me to take a break, and then we'll get to news right after this.
Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long.
When do I need to?
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions at 800-222-5222. Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Other than the phone number.
House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away.
Don't call that number.
I'll be there to save.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
Superman got nothing.
This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Fox Home Center and by WetForget.com. We have it. We're going through our vault. It's called the vault, the thing we play this in. Because we're making the show sound, you know, calling it House Smarts, a few things are
sound
getting
better.
Mixed
is that what
up.
You're going to say? Then?
Yeah. There's a few loose ends. Although here what's funny is, you know, the station is moving, right? We're moving locations. And every time you come in here, there's like something else missing. So here in the studio I'm at right now, there's an arm here that used to be a monitor that's just it's like Thieves in the Night.
Right.
Did you see the Avengers movie?
No.
Oh. Anybody? Well, I don't want to give a spoiler alert, but.
Okay.
Never mind.
Oh. Can I ask you about this ring, though, on the Avengers? Is there like a ring that's a heart-shaped?
I can't say.
Because my daughter, my five-year-old, had like a fake, you know, thing. And like the waitress at the restaurant we were at last night was like, oh, is that from the Avengers movie?
Oh.
Oh my God, I have no idea what. No.
I can't really. I mean.
It's from Amazon.
Well, there's something. There's jewelry. That's all I'm going to say.
Huh.
They wouldn't call it a ring.
Oh.
But, yeah.
She was very excited.
Yeah. So,
I knew I was going to send you a picture of it, actually.
My son, Max, is a huge Avengers guy. Loves the Avengers. And we finally... I went to go see it with him. It's very good. It's very well written. I mean, it's not just superheroes going to town. There's a lot of really good storylines, and there's even like a cool, there's like a cool dream sequence that came out of nowhere, which I thought was really towards the end of the movie, which was just kind of cool. And so well done. I think you need to know all the characters. Like what their powers are, so you kind of get it, because they're only there. She's just shaking her head. No idea. No idea. And so it was good. I liked it. But anyway, there's things missing here. Kind of a theme with the things go missing in the Avengers. Computer thing okay. here. And, you know, our engineer, Bob Ferguson, said, hopefully we'll have a board to do the show. And right. so we're still trying to get things all worked out. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Camille in Winfield. Hey, Camille, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. It's good to talk to you today.
How can I help you?
I would appreciate your thoughts about the miracle method process.
Okay.
I'm at an age where I don't want the mess and expense of replacing things in my condo.
Yeah.
So I did go to the showroom in Villa Park.
Oh, nice.
The other day. So I saw before and after. I know that you interviewed the owner at one point
mm-hmm.
on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So just your thoughts about...
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. So Miracle Method is basically a refinishing. You know, when it comes to tubs and walls, in one of their services is that they'll do this refinishing, and they will paint the tub and the walls, and it'll look really nice. This is my opinion of it. I think that you have to go into it, not just them, but anytime you're getting a refinished product, not, you know, so there's other companies that do this as well. It's a 5-year proposition before you start to see little, you know, things breaking down.
Okay.
So okay. If you're looking for a stopgap, you know, that, in other words, it isn't like in 5 years it's going to look like a ramshackle thing, but you may see a little chipping around a drain or a little separation here and there. You're going to have to do a little maintenance to kind of keep it looking nice. If you're looking for a stopgap and say, I really would like to brighten this thing up and have it look nice for the next 5 years because I'm going to remodel my bathroom at some point, then it's great.
Yeah. That is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'm probably only going to be here for a maximum of 5 more years.
Then it's a great idea for you. Did you get an estimate or no?
No. Fred, I need to make an appointment with Fred, and he'll be coming out.
Yeah. So the thing is, you have options, right? You can do this where they refinish. There's companies out there that will put acrylic liners in. So they'll put a liner over your tub. They'll put liners over your walls. They're similarly priced. The acrylic liner is probably a little bit more expensive. You'll get more than 5 years out of that, and they look really nice too. So you have options when it comes to refinishing. If you're going to go down the path of having something refinished, then I would definitely also look at doing an acrylic liner. That is assuming, Camille, that, the walls and the tub are in good repair.
Well, I'm talking floors also. I'm talking kitchen cabinets.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
ceramic.
The kitchen cabinet process is a whole different story.
Also ceramic floor in the kitchen and ceramic floor in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Putting a new floor or coating it?
No. Using Miracle Method.
Yeah. I have no personal experience on the durability of the floor.
Okay.
I know that what they use is a really nice acrylic product that's super durable.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no personal experience in that, so I can't really give you any advice on that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
You got it.
Okay, thanks so much.
Have a nice day. You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk with Kathy, who's in Glenview. Hi, Kathy. You're on WGN.
Hi. Lo and behold, I go out to have my breakfast, and I see
a meeting of the paving ants in front of my refrigerator.
They were hoping for some breakfast, too.
Right. And yeah. I've had ants in here. I live on the first floor of a condo. I've lived here 40-some years. And I had ants 15 years ago. And I use roach, you know, the roach motels. And finally, the exterminator came in and he sprayed, and I haven't had any since. I've never had paving. These things are so tiny, but they're coming in from the wall base that connects to my dining room.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a first floor?
Yes, and I'm over the basement, which houses the washer, dryer, and all our storage.
Okay. Go to the hardware store. You got a great Ace hardware store there in Glenview.
Right, Weiss.
Go say hi to the Weisses for me. Tell them I sent you. And you want the Terro, T-E-R-R-O, Ant Bait Stations.
Okay.
And they look like, they remind me of, remember the Kraft cheese and cracker thing you used to send the kids to school with? Kind of looks like that to me, even though it's not. You cut the little thing on the bottom, and you place it in front of the fridge. And that meeting will become a convention for 2 days.
Oh.
Meaning that a whole bunch of them are going to come right there. But then they're going to take that back to the colony, and they're going to say, look at what Kathy left for us. She's so nice. And then when they spread the love, they all go bye-bye.
Now, I was told because I have a cement, you know, the patio. I mean, I've had ants that were crawling before in my living room. I'd sit and watch TV, and I'd have an ant on me. And somebody said you need to have the exterminator spray the outside.
No. Well, what you can do also, you can buy from them if you'd like. They make a sprinkle, a taro ant for outside, and you can sprinkle that outside yourself.
Oh, I can.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Now I won't have to feed them after 2 days,
right? That's
right.
But give it about 2 to 3 days and they'll be gone.
Thank you very much.
Kathy, I appreciate you calling this morning, being part of the House Smarts radio show. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou. That's right, that fix-it guy. Right here on House Smarts radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing. These concrete seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Happy Mother's Day weekend, all you mothers. Lindsay, happy official Mother's Day. I won't see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
I got you some Fresh Wave Lavender.
Because
you stink. No, that's very nice. I'm sure it's a great idea. Mike is in Batavia. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help you?
So I had my driveway recorded this week, and I came home from work, and I noticed in the center of it there was a stain as if you took a can of soda and just kind of poured it down the middle, let it sit and dry, and then it rained, and the stain got worse, it got wider and longer, so then I called the, it looked like a brown film, so I called the contractor, he came out the next day, and he said, that's oil that was underneath it, that seeped through, and I'm like, well, nobody ever parks there, and he was going back and forth saying that it could be just over time, that a little bit here and there, but then come think of it, a couple days prior to them coming out, I had power washed my garage floor. So I guess all the dirt and the grime, and not that our cars are oil, but it just kind of rinsed it from the garage floor onto the driveway. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to rinse my driveway off. So I'm thinking that's where all the grease is coming up now. He said the rain has a tendency to bring up the oil from the asphalt. But anyway, in order to get, so we're going back and forth with this, and he told me to get a product called Purple Power and kind of work that in with a stiff brush and then kind of rinse it with like a Dawn, soapy Dawn detergent and the power washer again, rinse it until that greasy film that you see when you mix oil with water kind of disappears. And then we going back and forth, he gave me a really good price for them to come back and do it again. And he feels bad. He thinks they should have caught it, but for their time and their work, they need, he can't, not get paid something. So anyway, I want to know if this Purple Power, if there's something else you recommend.
Okay, so how old was the driveway? How old is your original driveway?
It's probably about 8 years old.
Okay, and when was the last time you had it seal coated?
Probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, and there was no stain or anything like that. But you said this is in the center of the driveway, or is it near the garage?
It's near the garage, correct.
Near the garage. Okay.
Yeah, but now it's spread all over. It's really bad because of the rain. You said the rain has a tendency to bring that up, the oil up.
Okay, so in other words, it kind of mimics your idea of you washed it and you pulled dirt and grime, but didn't they, like, blow off or sweep off the driveway before they did this?
They did, but I guess they don't rinse it or power wash it.
Right, they don't power wash it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but, you know, looking at it, and I could see in their defense, it didn't look bad. It just dried up, and I saw, I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to rinse this off. And then 2 days later, they called, and they said, they're coming. I'm like, okay, well, they'll blow it off.
All right, why don't we do this at this point? I want you to just take a bucket and a broom, like a deck brush. You said, we're going to clean this up, and they're going to come back and recoat it again for you once you clean it up?
Once I clean it up, yeah.
Just use the Dawn dishwashing soap, because that's a great grease cutter. And put it in a bucket with hot water and go over the area and scrub it with that. And you're going to see all this muck come up. And scrub it. Let it sit there for a while. Scrub it some more. And then rinse it. And, give it a few days to rinse off really well. Actually, today in the rain would be a great time to do it. Because you can see everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And really scrub it and let it sit there. And then once that's done, I wouldn't have them come back until June.
Okay.
So that it really dries out, so that when they recoat it for you, Mike, it's sealed up. But that's important. If the oil's underneath there, it's, you know, all of these coatings are, you know, they're waterborne, and so the oil's going to wick through that, and you're going to see that. So
right.
You do that with the Dawn, I think it'd be okay.
With the rain, I really don't need to rinse it, but say if I keep doing this next week and it doesn't rain after I do the Dawn with the hot water and the scrub brush, should I use a power washer to rinse it or just a regular garden?
Well, I mean, the only risk with the power washer is that you may start blowing off some of the coating that you have on there already.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, if you're going to have it redone, then that's okay.
Okay. All right. I will give that a shot.
All right. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll be right back.
Hey, we've all got our areas of expertise. Lou's area just happens to be your house.
I've been listening to you for a few months now, trying to catch you saying something not quite right, but you got it all going on.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Never.
Welcome back. Ain't easy as it used to be. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get back to your phone calls, though, joining me on the phone line right now is the founder and president of PermaSeal Basement Systems and a longtime sponsor of this radio show and here at the radio station, Roy Spencer. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Before we get talking about your new product, I have a whole new idea for you.
I've got a fresh notepad, broken
out. All right, here we go.
Wait.
Now, you know how you do the poly level thing?
Yeah, I
right?
do. You raise concrete? Yeah, with the,
yeah, I do. I own the company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's one of the most exciting things we do recently, yeah.
So you have this product that you can go in and you can lift up people's slabs, like they got a garage slab that's out of whack or a patio, and you guys can now take a little bitty hole, right? Not a giant hole, and you can almost like surgically watch it go, and then it completely ready, right? And you can drive a truck on it like in a matter of a couple hours, right?
Now in 15 minutes, and and it looks beautiful. I mean, it looks like just like your old concrete, except it's now nice and level and stuff. So it's cosmetically, appealing, but it also is very stable and it'll last a long time. So it's not a temporary repair. Yeah.
How small of a hole can you drill?
Well, it's the size of my pinky, so it's very small, and by the time they're done filling a hole, when you're done, it's almost imperceptible unless you're right on top of it.
All right, here you go, my friend. This is another idea for you. So I get questions all the time where people have a acrylic bathtub, and you know you have plumbing services too, or a shower base. They had set, and they're going, it's all squishy. I'm standing on it, and it's moving around, and it drives me crazy. You guys could go into someone's bathroom and poke a hole through the drywall and put your little poly level under the tub or the shower base and squirt a little of that magic potion in there and go under the base and make it solid again.
Oh, my.
Right?
I'm not going to say right. I'm already thinking.
But you could, hey, couldn't you? I mean, in theory, that would work, right?
In theory, but the difference between working in a bathroom and underneath the shower surround and working outside underneath the driveway or sidewalk is it's a different environment.
Roy, I am the big idea guy. I don't want to be mired down in the details. Have some people in the PermaSeal people figure this thing out, okay?
Well, as long as they don't mind the tub being lifted an inch or two, we're good.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about why we're speaking today. You guys are launching a new product, something that you were kind enough to share with me early on in the development, putting this whole thing together. And this is something that I know that you've expressed to me, and it really does make a lot of sense, is a way for people to really kind of protect their home and their investment. And that's your basement defender. So talk to us about what that is.
Well, like you said, for 39 years now, I've been working hard, and myself and my team, to help our clients keep their basements and crawl spaces dry no matter what, no matter how hard it rains, or the power fails, the sewer's back up, whatever. We're always trying to help so they can have the peace of mind and confidence in their basement so they can say, so it's, they don't worry about their living room when it rains, I don't worry about their bedroom, I don't want them worrying about their basement. So we've been very successful at that, and we've done over 350,000 help people with their homes, keeping them dry and things like that. But there's one area, the worst case scenario, where we haven't been totally successful, and that's when the mechanical stuff fails, the pumps, the batteries, and the charger. So even we convince most people now to get a backup pump, which is totally necessary and things.
Right.
But even with that, sometimes the batteries get old, sometimes the charger's not charging. Things get unplugged and things. So unfortunately, people still flood, and it's the mechanical things, because all pumps fail, mechanical things can fail. So,
right. You
know, I was talking to an engineer one time about this, and I said, you know, the only way we can really know that, you know, you can have confidence is to test your pumps every day. And, well, who can do that? Who has time? You know, a lot of people don't go in their basement every day, let alone even once a week, let alone test their pumps. So this engineer says, well, I can do that. I says, you can do what? He says, I can test the pumps every day. I said, really? So this was 4 years ago. I had this conversation over, you know, cocktails. And anyhow, so now, finally, I'm so excited. We brought this to market. We developed it. We had it manufactured. We've been testing it, and it works. And I'm so excited because for the first time, we can test your pumps every day and monitor the activity of your pumps and your equipment so that we know that your pumps are working every day, because that's the worst case scenario. When the pumps don't work, then you get water, and you can get a lot of water from all quarters, window well drains, up through the floor, everything. And so that's the worst case scenario. And up to now, you know, if I asked you right now, Lou, do you have a sump pump in your home?
I do.
Is it working?
Well, you know, I knew you were coming on, so I tested the pump yesterday.
so you don't know if it's working today or not.
Your point is, yesterday it could have been working, but today it might not.
It might not, and quite frankly, that's what happens. You know, they just stop working one day. It's not always during a bad storm. Sometimes in a day like today or a dry day, and that's when the problem fails, or the battery stops charging properly or things like that. So the only way to really to make certain and know that your equipment's working and it's going to be work, so you can go to work today and not worry about the thunder showers that are coming in this afternoon, is to test that pump every day. So that's what the Basement Defender does. It's a piece of equipment we put in over your pumps and switches and attach it to it. And every day at 9 o'clock in the morning, you're going to hear the pumps actually activate. It'll actually activate the pumps, test them. And if there's any problem with the pumps, the battery, the charger, the primary pump, or the backup pump, you'll get a text alert or an email and saying, hey, there's a problem here you need to have checked out. And this all happens before the crisis situation.
Wow. Now, is this something that can be retrofitted to an existing system that people have?
Well, it works off some switches, so it depends on the type of pumps you have. If you have a piggyback switch or a pens onto the pump as opposed to being integrated into the pump, we can swap out the switch and possibly use your existing pump equipment. And then, you know, it obviously is compatible with our pumps as well, but
right.
A lot of times we can use the homeowner's existing pumps.
Got it. And so this is something that in the stable of services that PermaSeal Basement Systems offers is yet another way, like if someone's considering, putting in a drain tile system or they're getting you guys to come out and do some services, it's something you can now offer as part of that installation.
Well, we can certainly offer it to our new customers who are giving a service, but more importantly, we can offer it to all the people who haven't had a problem with their basement yet. So
right.
the Basement Defender is really only for two types of homeowners. It's not for everybody. It's just for people who, and there are an excellent number of people out there who worry about their sump pumps
right.
every day, you know, especially
right.
in the spring, and they're worried about it. And then the other type of homeowner this is great for is the people who don't worry about their sump pumps and should be, okay?
Right,
so in other words, it really is. If you have a sump pump, it needs to work. It's there for a reason, and if it doesn't work. And so, unfortunately, Lou, you know, of course, we deal with a lot of people who are cleaning up from floods and the aftermath, and a lot of the times the story of teeth, this never happened before. I had no idea what would happen if my sump pump failed. And they find out the hard way. And literally, it's tens of thousands of dollars worth of damages, and you lose irretrievable things and things like that. So we really want to save that heartache. And so even if you think, oh, I've never had a problem, my sump pump's never failed, again, we all know they all will fail. And sometimes it's a worst case, and it's a really hard lesson. So you put this Basement Defender in, and now you can have peace of mind. And, you know, and knowing even that you weren't worried about it before where you probably should have been. And then there's people who rightfully, you know, are very concerned about their sump pump. And now they can go on about their business and not worry about it because the Basement Defender is monitoring.
And this connects, obviously, since you mentioned that it will send you a text alert or I guess even an email, connects to your Wi-Fi system in
yeah.
your home, correct?
Exactly. We'll hook that up and wire it and things like that. So every day it will test it. If there's no problem, you won't hear a thing. But if there's a problem with the primary pump, the backup pump, the battery, or the charger, is any problem with the equipment, it will send you a text or an email alert. The other nice thing about it, we have a sensor on there. We'll monitor the humidity level in your basement as well as the temperature. So if you travel in the wintertime and you worry about pipes freezing or something, and you'll get a temperature alert if it goes below a certain temperature, and you can set on the app that you get with this. You can set the temperature to notify you if the temperature in the basement gets too low to avoid, you know, frozen.
Right, right.
And the humidity level, a lot of people just, you know, like, well, basements are humid in the basement. Well, that's okay unless it gets up to above like 60%, and that's when mold can start to grow,
right.
and you need to take action.
Right.
So this will also send you alert whenever the relative humidity goes too high in the basement as well.
Is it? Does it also allow, Roy, to, like, you know, whatever the interface is it something that as a homeowner I could check and, like, without it sending me an alert, to look at it and say, oh, everything looks good?
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. There's a phone app, and or you can put it on any device, and there's an app, and you can look at it. It'll tell you when the last time the pump ran. It'll tell you when it was tested this morning at 9 o'clock. It'll tell you the last time the pump ran. It'll tell you the current temperature and the humidity in the basement, so you can tell at a glance. You can check it whenever you want, as often as you want, just for that peace of mind.
Wow. Sounds cool. And it's ready to go.
It's a game changer. It really is. We're out installing them now. We're so excited. And it really is the first time we've ever been able to offer this level of security and peace of mind. And so there's nothing else like it on the market. It's patented and things. So we're just super excited to roll this out.
So if people want to learn more about that, they would call 800-421-SEAL.
Exactly. Or you can go to permaseal.net.
Roy Spencer, the founder and president of PermaSeal, you can tell he's a little excited about the Basement Defender. I'm telling you, though, I'm more excited about...
I'm almost as excited as him about the bathtub racing. I don't want to go too far over my skis.
I know. Don't take. Listen, it's not even 9 o'clock yet. You got to take a deep breath. I don't want to overload you too much this morning. Roy, always nice to talk to you. Have a great morning.
You too, Lou. Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye. It's really cool. It's a neat idea. And Roy's right. There are people. Remember, Lindsay, we get people on the, they call here and they look for things to worry about, right? I know a few people like that. Well, there's a blonde woman raising her hand right now, looking for things to worry about.
I'm worrying you're talking about me right now.
What?
I worry you're talking about
exactly.
Me right
there. And so this, that monitoring, Roy's absolutely right. If it's mechanical, it's going to fail. And when you don't want it to fail, when you need it the most, and imagine just being able to look at a device and say, yeah, everything's great. Let's get on an airplane and go to Barbados. Not that I don't know where that came from. Really cool. PermaSeal Basement Systems, 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net. We will be right back.
Got a problem around your house you just can't figure out? You might want to call Lou, just saying. He's taking your calls live right here, right now on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Well, it started out.
312-981-7200 is our phone number.
Started out.
Michelle's in Hampshire. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. Go Whippers.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe you know that. That is so cool.
I know. Stick with me.
You are. Yeah, obviously. thanks, Lou, for taking my call. I have white wicker bedroom furniture that I've had for 30 years that I just love. About 15 years ago, we had taken an air compressor, blew out all the dust and whatnot, and then used, I don't recall what kind, but white spray paint to, give it a new coat.
Right.
But 15 years later and 15 years older, I'm looking for somebody that inexpensively does that, professionally. I don't need them repaired or anything. I just want them spruced up. Because it's a lot of work. It took a long time to dry, and, the grass was white for I don't know how long.
So, 15 years later, the grass is finally green again.
Right?
Well, that's an interesting. I'll tell you who I think might do this for you. And we were actually just talking with a caller earlier about wanting to redo her kitchen cabinets with that miracle method. They do kitchen cabinet. I don't know that they do this, but they have the capability to, where they spray paint kitchen cabinets, and they take your doors and whatnot back to their shop, and they spray paint them all, make it look really nice. It would be the same process to do this furniture. I think you might be surprised, though, Michelle. It might be pretty costly.
To do
the prep work. But I mean, it's worth a shot. They're out of Villa Park, and it's Miracle Method if you look it up out of Villa Park.
Okay.
And see if they'll do that for you. Otherwise, it would be a painting contractor, somebody that may come to your home and do it as well and do the spray painting and get it all looking nice. I mean, if it's good quality furniture, which it sounds like it is if you've had it for so many years, then it's worth making the investment, because I guarantee you whatever else you buy now won't be anything like that.
Oh, I bet.
You know that, right?
Yes, I do. And it is in awesome shape considering how old it is.
Right.
And like I said, there's really nothing that needs to be repaired. There's not any kind of...
Just a little bit of prep work. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, give them a call and see if they can help you out and see if that might be something they'd be willing to do. Thank you so much for your phone call. We'll be right back.
Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long. How do I find...
When do I need to...
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day.
9:12 in the morning. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, Espoma Organic Liquid Fertilizers, and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The ever-vanishing WGN Studios here, where things just keep disappearing as they're pulling pieces and parts out to build the new studios and the place. I haven't been yet. We need to go and do like a little tour of the place and figure out. I was thinking, like, do we need to pack up? I really have nothing to pack up. I have a cube here, which is the funniest thing in the world because I have a computer that I've never turned on.
You have more like a drawer.
Well, I have like a cube.
I know.
But we never...
You were logged into that computer?
Never. I have never logged into a computer since we've moved into this space.
No way.
Never. I wouldn't even know how to log in. I don't even have... I mean, you check my email here? Do you check my emails here? No?
No.
Because I don't. You can email me at housesmartstv.com.
There you go.
Right. Do that. I have too many emails. I can't do it all. I'm just one man, Lindsay.
Hey, don't tell me.
Let's talk to Matt, who's in McHenry. Matt, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I have a house about 30 years old, and I'm looking to replace the windows. Had weather shields in there. Done very nicely. They're wood, but, you know, new technology, all sorts of things over the years. What do you suggest?
I mean, I still like wood windows with an aluminum cladding. It's a really nice option, but I will tell you that the onslaught of the fiberglass window, in my opinion, is probably the best technology you could do today, especially where we live. The extreme in the temperatures here, it is so well suited for fiberglass because the expansion and contraction of it is minimal. And the durability is, you know, it's like a boat, right? I mean, it just, you know, you look at old fiberglass boats and they're around forever. And so they really, really hold up well. And everybody has a budget. You know, I get this question all the time about windows and what's the best window and, well, you know, how much is that? So, you know, in my opinion, you got three choices. You got vinyl, you've got the fiberglass, and you've got the wood. The vinyl is kind of an entry point. From a price standpoint, there's a lot of cheap vinyl out there. I think that vinyl is a 10-year proposition in our weather climate here. I think that after about 10 years, you start to get a little problems with vinyl. Even the better vinyl windows, you know, they'll still work and they'll be way better than what you have now. But if you're looking for problem-free and value-added proposition for your home, it's either fiberglass or wood windows with an aluminum cladding. Now, full disclosure, I work with the Gilkey Window Company to help promote their brand in the Chicagoland area. They make a vinyl and they make a fiberglass. Their fiberglass is on par with anybody else's fiberglass window that's being made, even the major, major brands.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would highly recommend you get a price from them, and they'll tell you themselves. Go ahead and get other estimates because you'll be able to compare their pricing and the quality of their product against other people, and then you can decide for yourself.
Okay.
So I would, if you made me choose, I would say put in fiberglass windows.
Okay. I appreciate that very much.
You have a good day. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk to Sheila, who's in Palatine. Hi, Sheila. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Here's my problem. Around 40 years ago,
on the white marble ledge of our fireplace, our son fell and split his head open.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, it was very, very messy. Anyhow, I had an interior decorator come in and build, I guess you would call it a cornice, across the entire width of the marble ledge, maybe 12 feet wide. And on this cornice is like a vinyl fabric staple to it. The problem is, I'd like to take this piece of equipment off the marble now, and I have no idea how it's attached, nor how to clean the white marble after it comes off. So I have two problems. Hmm. That's the story.
Okay, so this covering, you said stapled. It's not stapled.
No, the white vinyl onto this wooden padded cornice.
Oh, I see.
It is, yeah, right. It's a wooden base.
Got it.
Under the,
that's on top of the marble.
Exactly.
So it's glued to the marble.
I guess.
It has
I don't
to
know.
Be.
It has. Okay.
Yeah. But the problem with that, too, Sheila, is that that glue, how long has it been there?
Over 40 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
This is the hearth, right?
I guess you would call it a ledge.
The ledge in front of the fireplace.
In front of the fireplace.
And it's raised.
It is raised. Maybe
how big is that piece of marble?
Oh, a good 13 feet wide.
Wow.
It runs the whole wall of that fireplace.
No.
The fireplace is a, you know, big white rocks across the whole wall. And the depth of the cornice thing, for better description, is about 3 inches across the top of the ledge and about 4 inches down the front of the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my grandchildren sit on it, you know, during the holidays. It's soft, but
right. And you're yeah. fine with, you're going to take this off, that padded thing, and then if your grandkids break their skulls over, you're fine with that.
Well, I'm thinking they're not babies anymore. No, I would not want to.
You got to toughen these kids up, Sheila. You know, I mean, that's the problem is we baby them too much now. Get over there and knock your head on the marble.
They're big now.
All right. You're going to have to scrape it away. You're going to someone's have to get under it with like a putty knife to see if we can break the glue. But I'm worried you're going to break the marble. There's two things I would go into it is that you're going to see if the wood comes off. And if it does come off, my concern is whatever glue was used most definitely discolored the marble.
Yes.
So when you're done, whatever marble you see now, that's not going to be the color on that corner. It's going to be stained. So I think that what you're probably better served is, and maybe they can help you on both fronts. Lindeman Chimney, okay? They do fireplace remodels.
Yes.
And you could call them to come take a look, and you could say to them, hey, do you think you can get this thing off for me? With the knowledge of that, they're going to say, well, ma'am, we may break the marble if we do that, and you may end up replacing that piece of marble.
Oh, okay. I had a feeling it would be something like that, but
yeah.
I was hoping. Yeah, and I thought the same thing. The marble might chip off as they remove the...
Well, I don't even think it's going to chip. I think it's going to, like, a big chunk's going to come off.
Oh.
Right, not like a little chip. Like, all of a sudden, there's going to be a piece in your hand going, huh?
Oh.
You know?
Okay, not a good idea.
What was the name of the son that hurt his head?
That was Christopher.
Christopher, look what... Christopher, look at... You know what? Have him pay for it.
No. No, it's my fault.
Oh.
It's my fault because I had a little... throw rug in front of the fireplace.
Right.
And
it's always your it's Mother's Day. It's not your fault tomorrow.
It is my fault. And I can still see the stitches on his forehead
from
where he landed.
All right. Give Lindeman Chimney a call. Get an estimate from them. At least talk to him. The estimate's free. You got nothing to lose. All right?
Great. Thank you, Lou. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. 9:21 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. We'll take a quick break and be right back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jim's been hanging on for a while. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Seeking some expert advice. We bought a house about 8 years ago. It's got wood siding on it. I think it's cedar, but I'm not 100% sure. It's got stain on it and instead of paint. And it needs to be restained very badly. I haven't done that since we bought the house. I was looking at it, and it's got some black-looking stuff on it, and I'm pretty sure it's mold. And I've got some wet and forget. And, by the way, I used it on some tombstones last year. It had algae and whatnot growing on there, and it did a marvelous job of cleaning those up. I'm well pleased with that. And I was looking at the bottle of wet and forget, and it talks about siding, but it's got in parentheses after siding vinyl and aluminum. So should I not use the wet and forget on that wood siding?
No, you can use it on the wood siding.
Fantastic.
But yeah, it'll work. It's you're going to apply this, and then who's going to stain this? You?
Well, I'd like to, but I don't know if I got enough time.
Got it.
I might hire it out.
All right. Well, then they may come and do the cleaning themselves to get all this done. Now, the thing is with the wet and forget, it's going to take about 30 days for that to really do its work. Are you going to do this before 30 days?
I don't have to.
Okay. Well, then if you go ahead and spray it, wet and forget now makes a product that you can put on the end of a hose. And it'll shoot 30 feet.
Hmm.
So that might be helpful on your home to be able to stand back with a hose and give it a good squirt.
That's good to know.
Start at the bottom, work your way up, and just let it sit there and do its deal. And then when you call a painting contractor, they'll come out and probably they'll do some washing and cleaning as well. But you'll at least get rid of that mildew and mold, Jim, that's on the side. And then they'll do the cleaning, and it should look pretty good. Appreciate the phone call. Let's move on up and talk with, is it Earlene?
Yes, it is.
Hi, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Have a nice day and happy Mother's Day to your family.
Thank you. You as well. Are you a mother?
Yes, I am. I'm four.
Happy Mother's Day.
And my two oldest kids just had their first softball game together last night as adults. So it's been a fun weekend.
Good, good, good. How can I help you?
No. I have a question. We have a very old garage. We've been in our house. The houses were built in 1960. So I'm thinking the garage itself is above that era. And we've had M&M come out and put a new roof on it. We had a choice between a new one and, you know, maintaining. And he walked the roof and everything's great. So we decided to stay with the garage. The only remaining problem we have is a large crack in the foundation. And I know these garages were just built on the ground back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what's the options in something like that to fix it. It is heaving a bit. That's why I'm concerned.
So it's a detached garage?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you've got like a section of it that's pulled away or broken off?
It's in the center of the actual garage floor.
Oh, all right. You have a pencil?
So we've been going back. Yes, I do.
All right. You're going to call PermaSeal, and you're going to talk to them about their poly-level system.
Okay.
And they're going to come out and drill a hole, and they're going to jack that baby up to where it needs to be, and you're going to drive on it in 15 minutes, and you'll be done.
Okay, what about the situation if it's the heaving is higher than the actual where the level was before?
Well, that they can address perhaps with the rest of the perimeter of it to see what's going on. If it's a slab like that, and if it's heaving up higher than it was, then there may have to be some excavation. I don't know that they can help you with that, but it starts with a free estimate for them to come and determine what's going on.
Okay, so now if we were to have something like an excavation done,
yep,
would that be a situation where they just jack up the garage, or they hold it and they pour the concrete in afterwards?
If this is a detached garage and it's sitting on what they call a thickened slab, it could be a couple of things. They may be able to dig underneath it if there's room around it, leaving everything where it's at. Or they may come in and have to cut out that section of the concrete entirely and then leave the garage, the section where it's heaving like a corner, and kind of prop that up and pour new concrete there. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways that they can address this to figure out if it's going to work. But it can be fixed. No problems whatsoever. Thanks so much for the phone call. How frustrating is it to try and hand pictures that are both centered and level? So much you're avoiding doing it, right? Do you have unique wall art from your last vacation, maybe a stack of your kids' art projects or a blind shelf from a craft show all still waiting to be hung? Well, then you need Never Measure. Never Measure is the product that will change how you look at doing all of those tasks. It's one easy-to-use tool that will center, space, and level. No having to read the small lines on a measuring tape or trying to figure out what's half of 29 and 5/8. With Never Measure, anyone can quickly and easily center, level, and hang pictures, sconces, mirrors, or do wall collages. Go to nevermeasure.com, watch the videos, and once you see them, you'll see why Never Measure is the one tool you must have in your home. Never Measure is a veteran-owned, made-in-the-USA product. Want to learn more? Go to nevermeasure.com. Want to buy one for yourself or for a gift? Go to nevermeasure.com. We'll be right back.
Just a minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards, and I got a hold of a guy in the paint section, and he said, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck.
As Dome T said, this is the stuff that matters.
Some nights
the topic of concussions in kids is an important one. Listen to Steve Cochran's show at 6:40 on Monday. Dr. Kevin Most explains if banning contact sports before 12 matters. Like I said, the stuff that matters. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN 312-981-72 is our number. 100. This is Bill in Aurora. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I have a bathtub, a fiberglass tub with the whole tub surround. And it's been in place about 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. The kids were in it, and apparently they did something to get a little nick out of it. And right near
they were showering with their cleats on?
Maybe. Could be. It's about this. You could probably fit a pea inside of it. But it doesn't leak, and I wanted to know if there's a way to repair, whether I can do it or I'd have to get somebody out to repair it.
Well, there is a, so, you know, it's got a, what is it, like a bone, what color is it?
Well, it's kind of a white almond color finish, but then you can see the green fiberglass underneath.
Right. You can buy a porcelain chip paint, okay, at the hardware store, and they'll make it in an almond and a white, and it looks like it's a little bottle of nail polish, and you're gonna put several coats of this over the top of it with the little brush that's included, and you're going to build up a little covering over the top of this to patch that. Now, you could do a gel coat thing, I mean, but the fact that it's the size of a pea, you said?
You probably could fit a pea into it.
Yeah, so I would just get the porcelain kit. I mean, there is fiberglass patches that you could put on there, but you'll see more of it. I think if you take this little porcelain, put a little coat on, let it dry, put another little coat on, let it dry, and then do it a couple more times. And I'm making the with my hand, I'm painting as I'm describing it, and you put a few coats on there and you're good to go.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. My wife says that whenever I talk about texting, like if I say to my kids, "Oh, just text me," I always make the, I take my fingers like I'm holding my phone. And
you
I go, just,
do that.
I do. I just, it's like a thing. Just text me, because you don't know what that means. Because you wouldn't know that you use your fingers to text in case. So she says you always do that. So I was just doing that. I was painting while I was showing Bill how to do that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Don in Chicago. Don, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, great show as always.
Thank you, sir. How can I help you?
Two
two quick questions. If I have a whole house generator, do I not need a battery backup sump pump?
If you have a whole house generator, then you do not need a battery backup sump pump. Yeah, sure.
Okay, I figured it made sense. That the house doesn't have a whole house generator, but it's got a battery backup, but I'm put in a whole house generator. That's why I wanted to make sure I don't have to replace the sump pump later on, the backup one.
Yeah, but so here's what I would tell you about that. That if you have a finished basement and you're going to do the battery, the whole house generator, that's awesome. But your pump still can fail. Okay, so if it were me, not that you need a battery backup, but you could get an additional pump. Okay, set it on top of the pump that you have, and plug that in. So if the main pump fails, you may not have enough room in a pit to put two pumps next to each other. But if you put an electric on top of the one you have and just, tie it to the pipe and then plug that one in, if that pump down there fails, then it's going to let you know what's going on. The other one will kick on. But if you already have the battery backup, you can keep that going too. I mean, but in theory, you don't need the battery backup because you're not worried about the electric going out.
Okay.
But what you do have to concern yourself with is if the pump fails.
Right.
You can have all the electricity in the world running, but if the pump fails, you got nothing.
And they're going to fail sooner or later.
And when we were talking with Roy Spencer today about their basement defender, you could even do something like that. It'll test the pump every day and make sure it's working.
Okay. Who do you recommend for a three-season room in a Southwest suburb?
Are you looking for one of those like three-season rooms that are the systems, like the aluminum systems?
I'm looking for something that it actually has electric heat, so you really can use it for 3 years.
Three seasons,
that's what I mean. Yeah, three seasons.
Yeah.
But it's actually attached to the house.
Yeah. But I mean, there are some that are, they're like aluminum track systems where they pour a slab or do you want it to look more like the house?
More like the house, probably. Yeah.
All right. So what you need is you need a really good carpentry contractor. I want you to go to the NARI website, NARI.org. That's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. Plug in your zip code. You're going to see carpentry contractors out there that can do a nice room, three-season room for you, and then they can put in like one of these ductless systems, these split systems for heating and cooling that'll go right at the base. They put a condensing unit outside. It'll do the heating and cooling. You could actually use that with a system like that four seasons, quite honestly. And it really does a nice job. So go there and you'll find really good contractors. It's 46 past the hour. We'll be right back. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Carol is in Crystal Lake. Hi, Carol. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. I've got an unusual problem with our yard, and it's our fault. We were spreading the fertilizer and not realizing the unit wasn't working properly. So we've got these unique patterns in our yard, light green stripes, little crisscross, whatever in the yard.
Okay.
How do we get rid of that?
So you didn't, were you using a drop spreader?
I was. Not anymore. We haven't, just went to Ethan, bought a broadcaster.
Okay. And so it isn't that the grass is dead. It's just like where you dropped it, it's greener?
It's bright green.
okay.
We only have two neighbors that can see it, but it bugs me.
Yeah. The thing that's going to make it go away is time. It's just a question of application and drop spreaders. I've never been a huge fan of the drop spreader.
We aren't either anymore.
Because it's exactly this issue just continuously comes up because it's, I understand you get a little bit more control out of it, but you really have to pay attention to how it goes down. Here's what I would do, to green up the lawn now. Why don't you go get a couple? How big is your lawn, Carol?
It's about 3/4 of an acre.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And you were doing that with a drop spreader?
Yeah.
You were getting your steps in, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Why don't you go get a couple of bags of Milorganite?
Okay.
So Milorganite is going to help green up that lawn, and it's all natural and give it a giddy up with the broadcast spreader, and I bet you in 2 weeks everything's going to look a lot nicer.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? You know, Carol, have you ever gone and gotten a haircut that you didn't really like?
Oh, yeah.
You're 2 weeks away from good-looking head of hair.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:51 in the morning, we'll take another call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Teresa in Rockport. Hi, Teresa. You're on WGN.
Hello. Thank you for everything you do for us.
Oh, you're welcome. How can I help you?
So last year we had gotten a reputable company come out, put a battery backup on our sump pump, and the valve to the outside from it was clogged, so they had to redig a line out to the yard, not knowing that they were going to put the bubble pop right in the middle of our backyard where my dog is drinking from. Algae's growing all over. It's just a bird bath. So they came out this week, and they want to charge another $1,000 to redirect it to the corner and use most of the existing pipe, but not the 8 feet, and they're going to reuse the bubble pot. So with the $1,000, I really don't think that we should have to pay the whole thing, especially when that salesperson said that it was an error with whoever put it in, who is their company.
Okay, so you had this done, and did you have any input in the location of where this was going initially?
Not that I'm aware of. It was more or less this, you know, we're just going to direct it out. And
right, but I mean, but in other words, where the bubbler pot is, where it pops up, is it a question of the ground has settled a little bit where it's creating this? In other words, where the water comes out, does it then have an opportunity to then drain? Like, are you on a hill or anything like that? Or it's just sitting there making a pond?
There is a soft decline in between our two houses. There's a house behind us where the fence is. And so, of course, their dog is drinking it also. when like a storm like this, and it really puddles back there.
It's like a little drinking fountain for the dogs.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, but I get okay. Go ahead.
The problem is that my dog's drinking it with all the bird bath in there, and she's getting sick.
Right. Well, okay. So I can't comment on, you know, the thing was is that, I mean, I'm looking at this. I'm trying to look at this from both sides here. If they said mm-hmm. this is where we're going to put the bubbler pot, and it's there, somebody had to approve that, right? On your end, I'm trying to see how I can save you $1,000. But
right.
my other point is with that bubbler pot, where that bubbler pot is now, based on where the house is now, there's a decent incline from the house to where the bubbler pot is?
Yes. And then it even more on to the left of it where they want to redirect it another 38 feet. He said it was not pitched correctly. He would have done this. And then, of course, you know, that's what he's doing it now.
So this is the same company that you had do this?
Yeah.
And so the same company saying, well, we did this wrong. Well, if they're saying they did this wrong, then why are we paying for it?
Right. And that was our argument. So, and I don't want to mention the company because you had them on earlier.
Well, you can mention the company. It's fine. I'm trying to help you with this. Obviously, it was PermaSeal.
Right.
So if they did the work, okay, and you and so my point is this: they did the work. Somebody had to say at your house, "Yeah, put the bubbler pot there." I mean,
we probably didn't understand what he was doing, but we thought, "Well, you're a professional; you know
right.
what he's done."
But now, if the salesman's coming to say we did this wrong, then I would have a further conversation with them and say, how do we come to a happy medium to understand what's going on? My other point is this, is that based on, it's hard for me to see, you know, obviously without seeing this, can't that bubbler pot just where it's at, can't we just raise that up a little bit and not have a puddling? I mean, the fact of the matter is, Teresa, that when that thing kicks on, water's going to come out. And so if your dog is waiting for it, they're still going to drink that water. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be making a pool where it's like a bird bath.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be that they can just raise that bubbler pot a little bit so that the water cascades away still have the pitch, and you don't have to redirect anything.
Mm. The ground is just saturated with the water coming out. It just, the whole, it's like 12 by 12 area is just the seepage.
12 foot by 12 foot?
12 by 10 maybe. It's a whole area that is just, you walk on it and you just, you're slopping.
Okay. All right.
So it's a constant thing. So it really can't be in that location.
Right. Okay. Well, hold on a second. Let me get your information and see if I can help you with this, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a second, because that none of that makes sense. And so if it's becoming a huge problem like that, then they should come out and help you fix this problem. I can't comment on if there's more money that has to be spent here. Somebody, I'm sure that they talked to somebody about where it had to go, and I get the professional side, and they should do all that. But also stuff comes up where you don't know what's going to happen long term, and so it should be, you should be able to rectify this problem. Hang on, Lindsay, we'll get your information, see what we can do to help out. We'll be right back. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio. Thank you so much for listening. John Williams is standing by. Hi, John.
He's sitting by.
Sitting by?
Yeah.
How you doing?
In the new studios, we'll be able to stand up for our entire program.
Oh, were you ever an FM DJ?
No, but I've worked on stand-up boards, and I much prefer them.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, we were doing, like, now, you know, have those desks, the Vera desks that people work in offices?
Yeah.
The radio people were ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I know that. I think, you know, if you want to sit down on a tall chair, boy, nobody cares about this. But, you know, you do your job for 2-4 hours a day, and how you sit really matters.
Oh, yeah.
We had a woman who worked here for a few years. She's terrific. And Jackie would sit on one of those giant balls. You know, you'd walk in and she'd beat her butt would be on a great big blue ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
and I guess that exercises you while you're at work. We're all about multitasking. I'm going to do my task. And nice show, Lou.
Thank you.
That's Mr. Fix-It. He's Lou Manfredini.